9191. Not available in all states.
President Obama calls for more unity and cooperation.
4:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Rachel McAllister. KSL's top story this hour from ABC News. Deadly mistakes can be made when a natural disaster strikes. ABC's senior health and medical editor Richard Besser in New York has a warning about generators.
An issue comes when you put these generators into your garage or your basement. Carbon monoxide, that's one of the gases that's put out by these machines, can seep into your home. It's odorless, it's tasteless, and it can be absolutely deadly. Following Hurricane Katrina, 6 people died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Following every hurricane, people are hospitalized from carbon monoxide poisoning. So if you're using one of these machines, make sure you do it safely.
Other national stories KSL is following. Rebel leaders are fighting to restore water and power to nearly 3 million residents in Tripoli. Rebels say most of the city has been without running water and steady electricity for 2 days, and temperatures have stayed around 90 degrees. Libyan rebel leaders have linked the shortages to fear about sniper fire and sabotage from retreating Gaddafi loyalists. Coming up on KSL News Radio, the end of the week-long heat wave is in sight. We'll check your Live 5 forecast next. KSL News Time, 4:04.
Get emergency traffic even earlier. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Now starting at 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM traffic station.
Hey, honey, what you working on?
Oh, my algebra.
Angie? This isn't your handwriting.
Mom, everyone does it. It's called sharing.
Isn't that just another word for cheating?
Mom, Dad, if you love us, you'll ask us the important questions. Because if you don't, who will?
I just don't get this.
Okay, let's take a look.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
I can't believe my baby is going on a date.
Mom, I'm 16.
Remember what we said about boys and dating and stuff?
Yeah, I remember.
Could you repeat it back to me?
Mom, Dad, if you love us, you'll ask us the important questions. Because if you don't, who will?
Just the highlights will be fine.
Dad, okay, be home at 10.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
Real-time information from the web, the browser, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
Traffic and weather together. We're seeing a little bit of a slowdown around the area of westbound I-80 going on to northbound I-215. That ramp is closed, just as a reminder. The rest of our freeways are looking smooth and clear. Not too many problems. Should be smooth sailing on your way home or wherever you're headed on this Saturday afternoon. Need help financing your project? Apply for a Sutherland's credit card. Get special financing on purchases for $299 or more. No interest risk for 6 months and save 10% off your first purchases. This heat wave should only last for about another 3 to 4 days, and then good news, we'll catch a break thanks to a cold front that'll sweep across northern Utah by the middle of next week. 92 degrees right now at 4:06. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Rachel McAllister, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The browser.
You're always Twittering. Have you ever gone a whole show without Twittering?
Connecting now to the browser. Brought to you by KSL.com and KSL News Radio. The biggest stories breaking online. Reaction in social media. Blogs, news feeds, and video. Watching the web for you.
I'm all about saving the cash.
Yeah, I know. I know you
absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
The Browser with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You know, smoking in our youth today is still a pretty big problem. And identifying the causes and trying to weed out any potential contributors is an ongoing process for our public health and for the health of our youth. If you can keep them from smoking while they're young, odds are they're not going to pick it up as an adult. This is something you acquire early on, right? And then you carry through.
And they don't stop, usually. People who start young, they smoke their whole lives.
Very difficult to stop. So with this in mind, again, always looking for what are the root causes? What drives a kid to smoke? We know about peer pressure. We know about advertising, and there have been so many efforts in our society to get rid of commercials. You don't see any cigarette commercials.
No.
No cartoon characters. Remember the camel? Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A very purposeful effort to get rid of any type of advertising. But where we haven't seen a reduction, I think, is in movies.
It seemed like it waned a little bit, but that it's almost coming back. There was a time, I think, where the backlash was so strong, you didn't see it as much in movies. But remember when we were kids and it was in cartoons and it was mm-hmm. on Looney Tunes mm-hmm. and when Bugs got into his cool mode, he would have a cigar.
Right.
Or, you know, and that doesn't, you don't see that in cartoons anymore, I don't think. But just in those movies that maybe are geared toward teenagers, it's all over the place.
Disney used to have smoking in it.
Yeah, here's a little Pinocchio.
Oh, boy. This is a life. Huh, Pinocchio?
Yeah. It sure is.
Pleasure Island.
Ah, you smoke like me grandmother. Come on. Take a big drag. Like this.
But, you know,
okay,
even listening to that, remember that that was showing that these kids were bad.
They were showing the bad side.
These kids were bad that they were smoking.
Okay, the whole movie, creepy.
I know a lot of people don't
never
like that
liked
movie.
It. Creepy.
I like it. But you think Alice in Wonderland with the
creepy.
Caterpillar, right?
Yeah. Geppetto, but, get a real boy. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Get a real boy.
Well, a while ago, the World Health Organization came out and recommended that countries take a serious look at giving any movie in which someone is smoking an adult rating.
We're not talking R, right?
Well, and every country is different.
/NC-17, maybe?
I would guess NC-17, because some of the films listed in their concerns were those like Bridget Jones's Diary, which was rated R.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're concerned about that, then yes, I would guess they would want us to step it up to an NC-17. And their thought was that by doing that, people wouldn't go see it. I think there's a kind of a stigma about going to see an NC-17 movie.
So it's kind of cause and effect. They're hoping, okay, we mandate that it has to have an R rating, and so then they're just going to leave it out of the movie because they don't want the R rating, right?
Yeah, that's
and
what
so, they're... And they want kids to go and see it. So that's the hope, instead of just saying, hey, no more smoking in the movies, but I guess they don't feel like they could do that. But they do feel like they could influence the ratings. But so far, most countries haven't listened to their ideas, right?
No. And when you look, like if you look at IMDb, which is a big movie base a lot of people look at, they'll show you what a movie is rated in all different countries. And many countries will just give you an age for which they think it's appropriate. 16, 17, 12.
Mm-hmm.
It varies. But here in the U.S., those NC-17s are things that have adult themes. I kind of read what that means. And I don't think a lot of parents would let their kids go see an NC-17 right now, when I guess a lot of people let their kids go see rated R movies or go with them. I put this on Facebook, and most people are saying they don't think we should follow that recommendation.
Interesting.
They're saying there are other things that are more problematic, like showing sexual scenes, they feel, that would be more of an NC-17 than smoking. And people talking about that kids are just influenced by example, not necessarily or shouldn't be by the movies.
Yeah, I believe that children can separate between reality and the movies, but that process is only aided by an active parent. And that it's when you take the active parent out of the scenario that those types of things can have tremendous influence. And that's the problem. Do you have an active parent? A lot of times, no, you don't. And so there is a negative influence. Now, add to this that so many of the films produced today are produced using tax dollars. People don't really know this.
Some get subsidies.
There
yes.
are states across the country that give huge tax breaks to companies. I know Utah does this, and we've given incentives mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. because we want the movies filmed here because it brings money to the economy, and it also promotes the state if any part of the state gets into the film, right?
Right.
So that's why they do it. California is huge into this, and so many of the films that are receiving these tax breaks are promoting the idea of teenage smoking.
Now, I really like this text is saying rating a movie NC 17 for smoking dilutes the point of the rating. I think
that's
that is true.
Very good point.
Very good point. So I think most people are in agreement on this. We're fine. We're fine not giving it the NC-17 for the smoking.
I think if you rely on the ratings at all, it's a moving target.
Yeah.
What used to be PG is not PG anymore. What used to be R is not R anymore. So you really have to, if you're a concerned parent, you have to do your due diligence. I know the Deseret News has a great resource mm-hmm. you can use. And find out what other people who have gone to see the movie, think about
what
it.
What they say about it.
Unless it is an absolute G movie or, you know, a Disney PG movie, my wife and I will see the movie first.
Yeah,
that's
I like
just
to do that
our
too.
Policy.
And who makes those ratings? I looked it up real quick, MPAA.org. It's a group of parents, they say, but there was no clue on there as to how they get those parents or where they get the parents. Called three different MPAA offices, got recordings. So I'm going to find that out, though. How and can you apply to be one of those parents?
Mm.
How do you get to be on that board? Now, speaking of entertainment, I wanted to bring this up to see what you think of this idea. Ticketmaster, a lot of us use Ticketmaster to buy concert tickets, event tickets. Well, yet one more thing, pairing up with Facebook, you will now be able to, it's an opt-in, but you'll be able to go to buy your ticket on Facebook. You know how you go choose your seats you want to buy?
We do everything on Facebook.
Well, this isn't on Facebook, but what it will do is if you opt in, all the people who are friends with you on Facebook who have already purchased tickets pop up, little flags, and you can see where people are sitting. So I say, oh, Jay's down in the expensive seats.
Stop it.
Do I want to sit with
Stop
him?
Stop it.
And you can buy your tickets right by that person. Now, when I first saw this, I thought, I don't want people knowing where I'm sitting.
Exactly.
But if it's just your true friends that you have on there, how fun would it be to be able to buy your tickets by them? Kind of like going to get your reserve seats at a movie.
Yeah, but if you're someone like me who has just invited everybody on the earth to be my friend on Facebook.
That would not be good.
Probably not a good idea.
Jay!
That little plan is... Maybe it's backfiring a little bit.
Well, you do have to opt in, so just don't, I guess, if you
Well,
don't
it's
want
good
to.
News. I don't buy concert tickets.
Well, there you go.
As a general rule, I can't tell you the last concert. I can tell you. I was like 18, 17. The
you
last
know what
concert
else I think
I
is
to.
Great about this, though, is that you know how a lot of times when you buy concert tickets, I'm always the designated buyer. Okay, I'll buy them. Everybody pay me. And then it's just
don't.
A pain.
Yes.
Well, this way, because you all want to sit together. This way you could all go on individually and just make sure you're sitting by your friends.
I think for planning group functions, that is awesome.
Yeah.
For just seeing which friends are going and they may be sitting next to you. I want prior approval.
You do.
Not
you
just
get it.
Opt in. I want prior approval. Send me a message. So-and-so wants to know where you're sitting. Each person. No, yes, no, yes.
You're such a snob.
No, I'm not. I just don't like people. There's a difference.
All right, coming up on the browser, we're going to talk some tech, including a very cool new app where you gain control over the voice of President Obama.
Having a conversation with your child is like putting money in the bank. For example, every time you ask your child,
"So, how was your day?"
you've just added to your conversation trust account. And when you say to your child,
"Good job, son,"
you get double deposits. And the more you ask, the more you put away. And it's good advice to... excuse me. And it's good advice to have...
Stop that!
And it's good advice to have little chats with your child as often as you can. Thank you. Because someday, when they're teenagers, it may pay off big dividends.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
Thanks, Dad. I think you're right.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, visit us at Mormon.org.
You, my friend, have connections in the government. Yes, you. USA.gov, the official source for government information on thousands of topics. And like any good connection, there's no telling where it can take you. Why, one day you're getting student loan information. Next thing you know, you need job hunting tips. Today's road construction info could have you searching for telecommuting ideas tomorrow. The more you use USA.gov, the more uses you'll find for it. Passport applications, for example. They've been known to lead to a sudden interest in travel advisories. Our new mobile apps will even update you on the go. So whether you have information to get or ideas to give your government, check out USA.gov. Who knows? Lottery results today could lead to retirement planning tomorrow. USA.gov. With the right connections, there's no telling where you can go.
Don't waste your time with risky fad diets, gimmicks, or shortcuts. Get help from BMI, the Bariatric Medicine Institute in Salt Lake City. The doctors and staff at BMI provide long-lasting surgical and medical weight loss solutions and have helped thousands of people from all over the world achieve their weight loss goals. They can help you too.
I lost a total of 140 pounds.
I've lost 122 pounds with the Bariatric Medicine Institute.
BMI saved my life. I couldn't tell you where I would be if I hadn't done this.
BMI's team includes board-certified surgeons, an Olympic athlete, a registered dietitian, counselors, trainers, and many more. All of their services combine to create a truly life-changing opportunity to help you reduce your weight and restore your health. Start a new, healthier life with BMI, the Bariatric Medicine Institute, in association with Salt Lake Regional Medical Center at 1046 East 100 South in Salt Lake City. For more info, call 801-869-7140. That's 869-7140. Or go to BMIUT.com.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon, and this year you'll find me not only racing on the NASCAR circuit, but walking alongside children and their families who have been touched by cancer. Join me and thousands of others in supporting the CureSearch Walk. Funds raised support the life-saving research and treatment of children with cancer at more than 200 hospitals in the U.S., including one in your neighborhood. Together, we can conquer children's cancer. Register today at CureSearchWalk.org.
Behind-the-scenes video and chat with Jay and Amy. Friend the browser at Facebook. We'll talk about it on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Please do friend us on the browser. Friend Jay McFarland. He's unable to friend people.
And thank you for all the happy anniversary wishes.
Oh, that's
today's the big 20.
That's huge.
Yes.
Huge. I have your fun app of the day.
Okay.
This is the one you're going to go around the office and play with and laugh hard. I did it already this morning.
I was going to use it to try and steal national secrets.
Or put it on online and make people think that President Obama or President Bush said something they should not have.
For your answering machine? Mm-hmm. Anything like that.
This is from iSpeech. You can do the search for iSpeech. There are free versions, which are the ones we did. And this is President Obama or President Bush. I've downloaded both of them.
It's kind of scary.
And you can type anything, and they will say it in their own voice. What they have done is gone through all their old speeches and things like that and recorded every single word they could find. And so then when you put in your text you would like it to say, it just pieces it all together for you pretty quickly. I was impressed with the speed. And so, of course, here's ours from this morning. First, President Obama.
I love listening to the browser on KSL. Jay and Amy are hilarious, and I learn something new and fascinating every day.
It's a little...
you lie! What was it? Yeah.
It's a little choppy, but fun. Still,
close.
Right?
Close.
Scott, our producer, decided he wanted to throw this in.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
When I first put the browser one in, I thought, can you tell that's his voice?
Yeah.
I took it into Kevin. I said, whose voice is this? I just kind of played it. And he goes, the president.
Yeah.
So I guess
no,
it's
you
close
can
enough.
Tell.
Okay, here's President Bush.
Obama's trying to steal my thunder again. I love the browser first. Jay and Damon, personal friends of mine from the great state of Texas. I win.
I win.
And here's Scott's.
And I was like, baby, oh, like, baby, no, like, baby, oh, I thought you'd always be mine.
It's a little Bieber Bush for you. Now, so Bush is a little choppier. You know, he didn't have quite the vocabulary that President Obama has. Maybe that's why it's a little choppier, but...
What are you trying to say? We could only find 100 distinct words for President Bush. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. But the fun thing about this, so this is the free version where you type in what you want them to say. Now, you can pay $2.99 and have it speech to speech. So you record yourself saying something, and then he will repeat it back to you. But that's a little extra cost. iSpeech. And then you can email someone. You can text it to someone or post it on Facebook, which is what I did. It's kind of fun. Kind of fun.
Yeah, I put it as my answering machine. Now, if you have a jailbroken iPhone, you can set it up where you can get text messages or calls from famous people.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can go, oh, it's Beyonce, hang on. And you show them the thing, and it says Beyonce and the number or the text. And you can put in anybody you want to just, like, yeah. So if you need that extra help in life, because people will believe you, right?
Yeah.
They'll buy it.
Okay, so that's my fun app of the day. Now, you and I, for some reason, we've talked about books a lot, how much we both really love reading.
I love reading.
And books. And now, have you been reading or have you read at all a book on your iPad? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I have a Kindle.
I told you I was reading a George Washington book.
Right. I didn't know if that was on your iPad.
Yes.
I've been using my Kindle. I've had it for several years, and I don't use it as much as I thought I would love it. But I do like it, and I read it. Now, maybe you want a little extra oomph when you're reading a book, Jay.
Book oomph?
Yeah.
Book oomph.
Yes, maybe just a little
it's
excitement.
Called, I know what book oomph is. It's called a movie.
A movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I thought of you when I saw this idea from Book Track. It adds sound effects and music to books as you're reading on your iPad.
Okay.
So this was the one I saw. There were several examples, but like if you're reading Moby Dick, this is the sound effect that happens.
No, okay. I'd have to go to the bathroom like every 10 minutes. Something about that sound.
They had the Harry Potter scene where they're playing that sport they play.
That sport they play called Quidditch?
Yes.
Yes.
And so they had fans yelling and fans making noises, mm-hmm. and that was part of it. So I thought maybe for someone like you who always leans a little toward the movie, you would appreciate having the sound effects. They said if it talks about a stranger approaching, you'll hear soft footsteps. Maybe if it's a dramatic scene.
How does it know when you're at that point?
It tracks you. It has
like
a little tracker
eyes?
On the side. It knows how often you click to the next page and starts memorizing how quickly you read.
I don't know how that will work or how effective that will be because if you're a slow reader, I mean, it takes a while for the scene to build because you're reading slowly, right? So the music could be playing for a long time.
Yeah.
Or you could be a quick reader and that suspenseful music sounds like the chipmunks, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not
sure.
I think we should try it on your iPad.
Don't you kind of build that all in your mind, though?
Well, that is what I love about books. But a lot of people don't. A lot of people like to see the movie first and then do the book. That's where the type of person I would think like who would like this. Now, this critic hated it on the review I read.
Did I write that?
He said it was very jarring. That the beauty of a book is that the whole world is as real as you imagine
right.
it. That's
You're
why I always like
creator.
Reading it first.
Yeah.
And he said these sound effects just make the whole thing seem very fake. He said, you know how bad visual effect just can pull you right out of a movie? That's what this did, just worse.
I have the solution. Watch a movie on your iPad or your Kindle.
Now, it's not available for Kindle. It's only for iPad, iPhone, soon coming to Android.
And by the way, if you didn't get the incredible announcement, iPhone 5, they're saying mid-October, but that's not the only thing.
Okay.
It's who is going to get the iPhone 5.
Who? Sprint.
Right now, it's Verizon and AT&T. They're saying Sprint Nextel will start selling the next version of the Apple iPhone. Which is significant when you consider that Android is still the king of the U.S. marketplace as far as overall number of operating systems.
But now all three major
carriers have iPhones. And then we will see.
World domination.
We will then know.
Now, I know you had come across this article, too. We talk a lot on here for some reason about alarm clocks. There are just so many different types of alarm clocks. We all must have a tough time waking up. It's one of those things we all do every day. How can we make it interesting? This is a new one called the Talk O'Clock. I think it sounds creepy, but this is how it works. You sign up online. You can set your alarm times online. And then what happens is you can also sign up to be a waker-upper.
Okay.
You can be the person who wakes people up. It's just like the wake-up call at a hotel.
At a hotel, yeah.
But strangers will be doing it for you.
So are they calling your cell phone?
Yes, you give your number, your phone number, never shared. The service hooks the two people up.
I got it.
Every pet comes with a unique set of hopes and dreams.
Will he chase balls?
Will she be friendly?
Will he catch frisbees?
And lifelong wishes.
Will they be healthy?
Start with early and regular visits to your veterinarian for vaccinations and disease protection. Regular exams help diagnose, treat, and prevent serious health problems.
Will he love long walks?
Will they be healthy? See that your new pet grows up healthy and happy. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
If you're a parent, listen closely to the voices of meningitis.
On Tuesday, Becky was sick. On Wednesday, she was gone.
I was there for my son's first breath and his last.
The infection spread so fast.
David got it when he was 13.
Terry was only 5.
Tyler lost fingers.
It's my kidneys.
Both feet.
It moved so fast.
Both of my legs.
Almost his life.
I thought it was a virus.
What happened? 10 toes are now 9.
In just a single day, she was gone.
My son did not have to die.
The role of a parent is to protect.
Parents need to know.
Parents need to know.
Preteens and teens are at greater risk. Talk to your child's health care provider.
We are the voices of meningitis.
Join school nurses and families nationwide by adding your voice. Meningococcal meningitis may be rare, but it's often devastating. You can help prevent it. Get preteens and teens vaccinated. The National Association of School Nurses urges you to talk to your child's school nurse or health care provider. And visit voicesofmeningitis.org.
.30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Rachel McAllister, KSL's top local story this hour. The American Civil Liberties Union of Utah says the state isn't providing adequate criminal defense for poor defendants. They say the average funding for criminal defense attorneys in Utah is less than half the national average. For now, the state requires individual counties to cover the costs of defense attorneys. Governor Gary Herbert says the answer could be to combine state and county funding with any contract from private attorneys. KSL's top national story this hour, Yellowstone National Park rangers are investigating whether a man found dead along a trail was killed by a grizzly bear. The man was found yesterday morning by two hikers on the Merry Mountain Trail. Officials say the man was in his 60s and there were signs of grizzly bear activity at the scene. There was no immediate determination of how the man died. Coming up on KSL News Radio, cooler temperatures are on their way. We'll check your Live 5 forecast next. KSL News Time, 4:31.
Utah's afternoon news with Scott and Maria.
It'll be good. It'll be good for the businesses. It'll be good for the people who work here.
3 till 7 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM news station.
We all plan our daily schedules, our grocery lists, our vacations. Some of us just plan bigger than others.
Make no little plans. They have no magic to stir men's blood.
These are the words of Daniel Burnham, legendary urban planner, and he practiced what he preached by crafting the first comprehensive plan for the controlled growth of an American city, the Plan of Chicago. His vision at the turn of the last century defined the city's lakefront parks, its beaches and harbors, and the magnificent mile that people enjoy today.
Make big plans. Aim high and hope and work.
Today, community planning is a trusted discipline, one that changes how people live in big ways and small. And planners have proven approaches that make neighborhoods great and keep them great for the future. You can learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. Great communities are no accident. They're planned to be great. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
Regrets? Oh, we're all gonna have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. At some point, you're gonna wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your 3-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Hey, this is Jake the Computer Guy from PC Laptops. It's back to school time and normally I'm all bummed out because summer rules. But not this year because I got a brand new PC Laptops Titan computer featuring the Intel Core i7 processor. You know, a lot of companies build crappy computers. These companies beat the snot out of you trying to sell you some rip-off extended warranty. If any store ever tries to sell you a rip-off extended warranty, just say, "Don't rip me off," and go straight to PC Laptops. All new PC Laptops desktop computers come with a lifetime service and parts warranty. Nobody else does that. That means if your hard drive blows up in 10 years, you're covered at 100%. And to make it extra fluffy, we're doing zero down, zero interest for a whole year on any new PC Laptops computer. OAC. Plus, if you have a student or faculty ID, will give you an extra $100 off any new computer. So get in any one of our 9 locations right now, or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE, or check us out at PCLaptops.com, because at PC Laptops, we love you.
This right.
And all night long.
I think that's a fair point to make.
KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
Traffic and weather together. Vehicles moving at freeway speeds on all of the major roadways. Just a reminder that northbound I-15 will be reduced to one lane in Draper every night this weekend, beginning at 8, and that could cause some major delays, so beware of that. This heat wave will last for another 3 to 4 days, and then we'll get some refreshing 80-degree highs that'll stick around until next weekend into the Labor Day weekend. 92 degrees right now at 434. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Rachel McAllister, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The browser.
I got a call from somebody saying, "You're blowing up. You're viral."
Connecting now to The Browser.
Brought to you by KSL.com and KSL News Radio.
The biggest stories breaking online. Reaction and social media.
Blogs, news feeds, and video. Watching the web for you.
They have meat thermometers now that will interface with your iPhone.
I know, and alert you when
yes.
The temperature.
The Browser with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
All right, this is my advice for you. If you want to have a garage sale, don't. All right. Not
they
a fan.
Are way too much work.
Too much work. And then, look, it's hard to have a garage sale.
It is.
And that's why I would rather just put the stuff out front and say, "Free, take it."
Really?
Because you they're going to haggle with
you. You can make money, though.
You don't know what the price is. I would do eBay all the way just for the items that I could put on eBay. Yeah, but they pay you for the shipping.
All that packaging.
Shipping and packaging versus putting everything out on the lawn.
You still have to organize it all if you're going to eBay it.
Meeting and talking to people face to face.
But you get to put the little
it's gross.
Circle sticker dots on stuff.
And then it's a quarter and they're like, "I'll give you 15 cents for it." And you're like, "No, I really think it's worth a quarter."
But with your kids, you could just make your kids do it.
And then it's all stuff that you had, and they're like going, "I don't think it's worth that." They're like, it's like a commentary on your life.
I do enjoy
it's
the
really
people
awful.
Who put things out on the curb and put the free sign.
Yeah, just
love
the
it.
Free thing. And then if you want it, you take it. And then I saw this happen just this last weekend. And this article that we're going to tell you about, it actually says this is a good idea. But I think they felt slighted. One family
goes in the morning, and they put out all the signs and everything, and they set up. And then the neighbor saw, oh, they're having a garage sale and people are coming. So what do? They latch on.
Oh.
And so they start piggybacking. So one garage sale turned into two, and two turned into three. And pretty soon it's like a block party, right? But only one family did the work.
No, and that's not what they recommend.
I think they should get a cut. You should get a percentage of all the hard work of all the other people.
If the other people didn't put signs
out. That's right. You give them a cut.
I tell you, my niece had one before she moved, and it turned into almost like a political campaign.
It's...
because she put her signs up, and then someone else put their sign in front of her sign.
Yeah.
She went and ripped it down.
I've seen them like, on top of other signs. I've seen them on top of stop signs. Really? You can put your garage sale sign over a stop sign? I've seen them over real estate signs. So somebody else purchased a really nice sign and paid the money for it. You're just going to put your sign right over the top because that garage sale is more important.
Well, I think it is a good time of year to do a garage sale. You're going through, you're heading back to school, and maybe you're cleaning out. So come on.
And clean up the signs after.
Yes, that is a must.
And I would never do that. That's why I'm not having a garage sale.
Okay.
Too much effort.
All right. Well,
work.
Many people love them. Many people go garage sale shopping on Saturdays. And if you are going to have a garage sale, we have a couple tips for you besides not having one, which is what Jay said. The first one, and this is something
but mine's
going to
be much easier.
And the first one they talk about is do not pick a long weekend. I would think many people would pick like Labor Day.
Is that because people are vacationing?
Yeah. Said everyone's on vacation. Yeah. Don't do that. And they suggest getting your street together to do a garage sale, not piggybacking.
Right. Not taking
advantage. It together.
Right.
I know Michael Regan on the movie show, they his entire neighborhood does one once a year.
So it's like a big cleanse.
Yes.
Can I just take all my stuff, put it on my neighbor's driveway, let him haggle and sell it, and then I get a cut?
You probably could.
Yeah, see, that's
you could
better.
Probably give your stuff to Michael and
like
have him do it in his garage,
garage sale. Then I don't have to meet actual human beings.
Now, talking about putting out the signs, they said, are you just proud you went up and put your sign out that you're having a yard sale? You're all set. If you're throwing a garage sale in 1955, it's not how we do it these days.
The 50s.
We do Craigslist. We put it on KSL.com.
Yeah.
Any online service. Maybe your neighborhood has a website or a blog. A lot of neighborhoods do. You can put it on there. They said you do have to start at the crack of dawn because that's when the big
especially
shoppers
if you're
come
a
out.
Shopper. Man, they just to be the first one on site to have the first crack at all this great stuff that I love so much. I'm selling for pennies.
Now, we have people saying you need to head to garage sale. Or garage sale. KSL.com is the best place. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to have a garage sale. But still, I think there's something people like about going and tooling around someone's stuff.
Now, everyone has the dream, though, of finding, you know, the painting that somebody sells. It's just a little sketch, and it turns out to be that lost Picasso or something. Now, those are called dreams for a reason.
See what I like this option. They say make sure you have all the electrical stuff you're selling plugged in so people know if it works.
Mm-hmm.
I also like this idea to fire up the barbecue and sell hot dogs while you're at it.
I've seen that.
Then it gives people two reasons to come, and that you should put all the bright, sparkly stuff out front. Get the kids interested, and then they'll nag their parents till their parents
it's
come
not
too.
Vegas.
And your favorite, learn to barter.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
They said always leave it open-ended to your first one. How does $5 sound? Or 25 cents in your case. And then finally, always give them the option to buy the whole kit and caboodle for a certain
See,
price.
I've learned a couple of things from American Pickers that I'll share with you. Some American Pickers selling 101. Don't give the price. Ask them what they want to pay.
Mm-hmm.
That's first of all. Because if they're willing to pay $100 and you give them a price of $50, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You get their price first, and then you come back over the top with your price.
I feel like I've learned some haggling from that show as
really?
Well.
Really? Mm-hmm. What else? Bundling.
Well, you know what I really appreciate about them is they are honest with the person. If the person doesn't realize the value of what they have, if they say, oh, you can have it for $10, they say, oh, no, I'll give you $100.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they know how much, and they're not going to rip the person off, which I think is kind.
It is kind. I don't know. Professional garage sellers will have an idea of value. People that are just out, they need some extra furniture, and they're hitting the garage sale. They're not really going to know, and I don't know if the seller's really going to know. If you're really going to do it right, you go online and research what these things are selling for, look in the classifieds, so that you have a good price structure when you get there. But most people aren't going to do that. It's all garage sales for the most part. It's just feeling, right?
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, you know.
And who really is getting rid of valuable things in their garage sale?
Hence the reason to not go garage selling.
Now, also, if it is anytime there's a change of season, there are certain things that are going to be a good price. Not a garage sale, it's just out shopping.
Okay, so good time of year to buy things.
Yes, what? And they're saying when they have these back-to-school supply sales, they really are a good deal. They're not just throwing that out there. Everything is cheaper right now.
Because they can do volume.
Notebooks,
backpacks,
all that stuff. Buy that. Buy back-to-school clothes. And they said right now go buy winter coats because you can get this year's stuff cheap before they bring out the new stuff. Let's see. Cars? Same deal. They're getting rid of the... September is when all the new cars come out. And so all the 2010s on sale right now. They need to get rid of them before the new 2011 cars come in next...
Or 2012s coming in.
Am I a year off?
Yes.
Okay,
so 2012s are coming in.
You are correct, sir.
The last year cars will ever be made, if the Mayans are right. So it could be a good... Could be a collector's year.
Could be a good one. Is it also good to buy things like kayaks and canoes and even to get the old snowboards, snowshoes, that stuff before the next year model comes out? So if you don't care, if you have the one-year-old model...
Of snowshoes?
Yeah. Now, I didn't realize this, that, I mean, there are some obvious things like patio furniture, certain trees and landscaping items, but they said also it's a good time of year if you're thinking of building a deck or something, contractor rate should be a little lower now. You need to ask for the off-season discount from your contractor. I wonder how that would go over.
Yeah, somebody try that.
Jake, like,
he's going to go the off what? The huh?
It could work.
They can only say no, right? That's it.
And coming up in the MASH, I'm going to tell you there has been a new record set for the most expensive car ever sold at auction.
And also, I finally found the plastic... surgery procedure for me.
What?
Yeah. I'll tell you. Come up on the
MASH. I'm excited to find out. I hope it's a nose job.
KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
Right now.
The wild ride on Wall Street.
There's loss of confidence in the economy.
Biggest one-day loss since 2008.
Doug Wright is indispensable listening.
The gamesmanship, the brinksmanship that we are seeing back in Washington, D.C. is nothing short of embarrassing.
Get the in-depth information you need with Doug Wright every day this week from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Each and every week during the school year, KSL and Zions Bank honor teachers for going the extra mile. The letters we receive tell us great stories about how teachers in Utah are making a difference in the lives of our children. We select a teacher each week and tell you about them on the air. Do you have a teacher in mind you can tell us about? A teacher who has influenced you or one of your children? Maybe a teacher you've worked with? KSL and Zions Bank would like to know. You can tell us about a great teacher by going to our website, ksl.com, and clicking the radio page. You can submit a letter right online. It's really quick and easy. A panel made up from KSL, Zions Bank, and the State Office of Education judge the hundreds of letters we receive to select the weekly winners. Teachers have a huge impact on the lives of our kids and the community. Enter your teacher's name right now. Just go to our website, ksl.com, and click on the radio page. Join us in recognizing teachers all year with the KSL Zions Bank Teacher Feature Program.
When our eyes met from across the room, I knew we were meant to be together. Hi, I'm Rochelle Lefebvre, and that's why I adopted my adorable dog, Honey. Now I'm working with Best Friends Animal Society to create a day when there are no more homeless pets. Each year, millions of dogs suffer horrendous conditions in puppy mills. Their sole purpose is to make money for the people who supply puppies to pet stores across the country. Meanwhile, About 4,000 dogs are killed every day in America's shelters. You can help stop this by not adding to the demand for pet store puppies. Together, we can ensure that all of America's dogs have a family of their own. When searching for your next best friend, go to your local shelter and rescue a great dog like Honey. Do what I did. Adopt. Don't shop. Let a shelter dog steal your heart. Visit Best Friends Animal Society at puppiesaren'tproducts.com or bestfriends.org.
In May of 2000, Devo Karnakar skied the full descent of Mount Everest. Every day, somewhere in the world, someone base jumps off a bridge, an antenna, a building, or a mountain peak. At Mavericks, surfers brave 60-foot faces and a punishing rock bottom to ride the world's largest waves. Across suburbia, skateboarders transform curbs, stairs, swimming pools, and cement flood basins into Everests of their own making. In the old days, we called these people adventurers. Now, we call them extreme sports enthusiasts. There's a group of people who jump out of helicopters into 30-foot ocean swells, race vehicles through war zones, chase hurricanes, fly through walls of fire, and maneuver zodiacs through flash floods, all in an effort to save lives. We call these people the Air Force Reserve. The Air Force Reserve. Live the extreme.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can motivate your audience.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can teach your children.
I can boost your bottom line.
I can add value to your workplace.
I could be a loyal and productive employee.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
If you don't recognize my talents and ability.
If you don't hire me.
If you don't have an open mind and a workplace that's open to everyone.
If you don't realize that America works best when everybody works.
What can you do?
What can you do?
What can you do?
You can remember that it worked.
It's what people can do.
It's what people can do that matters.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Text the browser now at 57500. We may use your comment next on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
There's a story bantered around in our newsroom today about a local school district, you'll probably hear it later, thinking about freezing salaries of teachers. I mentioned earlier, I love teachers. I think it's one of the hardest jobs on earth. Don't freeze the salaries! But I have to give a little props to this guy, superintendent in Fresno County, California, and he earns $250,000 a year.
Wow.
Okay. He has been in the biz for 41 years. His wife was a principal. He's 63. And he said, cut my salary. Cut my salary. I don't want to put cuts anywhere else. He's cutting his salary down to $30,000 a year. From $250,000 to $30,000. He said, my wife and I are fine. We realize that with what we have, we don't really need that annual salary. I'd rather put it back into the district. This means about $800,000 going into the school district over the next 3 years because of this guy. Let me tell you his name. Just in case you know him, you can give him a little props. What is his name?
He lost it?
Powell. Powell. And I can't find his first name. I'm so sorry. But Larry Powell.
We'll wait.
Larry,
oh, you got
Powell.
It? Okay.
He has a Facebook page. I'm just telling you, this is why, because his Facebook page has just been slammed with thank yous. People just thanking him for not cutting somewhere else. And he says, I'm not a hero. This is the right thing to do.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
Just don't hear about that anymore.
Mm-mm.
All right. Not all bad came out of the devastating earthquake that hit the East Coast. Devastating.
People's drinks sloshed right out of their cups.
Yeah. It was really a horrific event. But there was some good that came out of it. And I want to share this feel-good story with you.
One man experienced what his family is calling a miracle in the aftermath of yesterday's quake.
As Fox 5's Wisdom Martin shows us, a VA patient that sat in silence for months now has a new sense of life.
It was a frightening day for most in the region. A 5.8 earthquake caught everyone by surprise. But for VA patient Robert Valderzak, who has been battling cancer, it was a blessing in disguise. You see, on Father's Day, the 75-year-old lost his hearing when he fell. He's been in the hospital since then.
He has a conductive loss, meaning that could be due to fluid or problems with the bones of the ear. And he has a nerve loss as well, so it's a combined loss.
He used a special speakerphone with a light on it that flashed when it was ringing and an audio device system to communicate. But Tuesday, something strange happened while his four children were visiting and that massive earthquake rocked the region. When it was over, Robert, who sat in silence for months, sat up in his bed and told his kids,
I said, you know, my hearing's back. I can hear everything. People are in the hallway.
Apparently, as he was shaking around in his bed, something happened in his head, and he could hear and talk again.
Some people seem to be a little frightened by it, but he is delighted that this earthquake came along, because soon after the event, he could hear everything in the room very clearly.
I'm overwhelmed.
Doctors still have to test, but Robert doesn't care about any tests. He already knows what happened.
To me, it was a miracle. A blessing when we got up. Couldn't ask for a better day.
Oh, I love good stories.
So don't be hating on the earthquake.
If that was the one good
yes.
thing. We all know this song and love it.
She told me her name was Billie Jean, and she caused a scene.
Okay, well. So many people have remade this tune. Yeah. No, thank you. I want to play a couple of you, and maybe we can pick our favorites, okay? Maybe you could tell me which one you like the best. This is the lead guy from Soundgarden.
She said her name was Billie Jean, and she caused a scene. And all her heads turned with eyes that dreamed.
I like this one. Do you like this one? It's good.
It's all right. It's all right.
Okay. Now, there's some instrumental ones, too. Like, this kid's 12.
How does he do that Michael Jackson thing?
That's cool.
Kind of got a little Latin flair to it.
Ooh,
maybe.
I like
yeah.
it. Okay, here's another acoustic. Jeff Clark.
She told me her name was Billie Jean, as she calls to see. The never
like
answered with eyes that dreamed of being that one.
Sounds a little country. Okay. Duende.
She told me her name was Billie Jean. I should call her.
Sing.
Then every head turned with eyes that dreamed of being.
Acapella.
Roll dance on the floor and around.
I like that one. That's pretty good. Another acapella group. I don't like that one.
Nah.
She told me her name was Billie Jean, as she caused the scene. And every head turned with eyes that
I like this one.
Of being
Aloe Black, the grand one. Scheme. Okay. Even Coldplay's done it.
She told me her name was Billie Jean, as she caused the scene. Every head turned with eyes that dreamed of being the one.
It sounds amateur.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
This is 8-bit chiptune cover. I don't know what that means. He's like video games on that one. Bruno Mars.
She told me her name was
Do you have a favorite
How
so
many?
Far? I got
yeah,
I have three more.
I do have a favorite.
I have three more. Okay, this is Krezip. It's a Dutch band.
She told me her name was Billie Jean. And she caused a scene.
That's kind
of- You may already know heart disease is the number one killer of women in the United States. But if you think you're too young to worry about it, think again. My name is Essence Harris, and I was a 30-year-old personal trainer when I started experiencing shortness of breath and chest pain during my workouts. Then one night, after carrying my son Jaden into the house, it took me 15 minutes to catch my breath. I knew I was in trouble. After several months and a lot of persistence, I found a doctor who didn't chalk up my symptoms to fatigue. An angiogram revealed a 90% blockage in two arteries, and three stents were placed in my arteries to save my life. Now I'm doing all I can to make sure all women take control of their heart health. Be sure to exercise and eat a diet rich with heart-healthy foods like leafy greens, oats, and soy. And remember, don't ignore your body when it tells you something's wrong. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
A public service from Women Heart and the United Soybean Board.
You're full of fear, you're breathing fast, your head's pounding, and all you can hear is, I don't want to do it. You get to the top, get hooked in, and then you look over the edge. I thought it was 1,000 feet. I was like, no way am I jumping off this tower. I'm staying right here. I'm like, am I ever going to be good enough to be a Marine? Every day it got harder, but every day we got stronger. And I thought, yes, I can do this. When it was all said and done, watching the color guard raise the American flag, hearing the national anthem, it was amazing. I've never felt anything like that before. At that point, I thought, I am a United States Marine.
PFC Keith Palka knows you don't join the Marines, you become one. Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Join KSL News Radio at the Smart Women Smart Money Conference presented by Zions Bank on September 28th at the Salt Palace Ballroom. Get behind the wheel of your financial future at this free event. Rev up your finances and take away practical tips on budgeting, building wealth, and more. The conference features actress Gina Davis as the motivational keynote speaker. Seating is limited, so register early at KSL.com.
This is KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local.